On April 17th, I went down to Solon Springs, Wisconsin to see sharp-tailed grouse dancing. Last year I went on April 15th when the displaying was at a peak, but this year, even though spring weather seems early, birds are not as revved up as usual. There were only 7 male grouse on the lek, less than half of their numbers last year. For a while, 3 females joined them, giving the males a purpose and someone to dance for. But when the females flew off somewhere together, like women leaving a restaurant table en masse to head for the restroom, leaving the guys to entertain themselves, the males quickly lost interest in dancing and even in high-level competitiveness. They just sort of hunkered down, keeping an eye on each other, but not fighting and not even staring each other down. I'm going again next week in hopes of seeing more intense activity. I think the lack of rain this year is impacting food supplies, which is slowing down some spring activities. At least I'm hoping it's just the weather. There's been a pack of wolves hanging around there, and the huge deer population is a problem too, since deer eat eggs and ground nests, so it's possible the grouse numbers really are low this year. But the dry plants are not sprouting yet, and there aren't many bugs, so grouse activity will most likely pick up after a good rain. I don't think anything in the world compares to grouse displays in spring in terms of sheer testosterone-driven exuberance and, to my human eyes, silliness. What else could possibly compare to prairie chickens puffing out their neck air sacs and erecting their jaunty feathers like bizarre horns, unless it's a bunch of sage grouse strutting about with puffed-out air sacs on their chest while sporting big feathery boas looking for all the world like transvestites on Mae West Impersonators Night or Jesse Ventura himself? And then there are our own dear ruffed grouse making wonderful noises with their wingtips, just like sublimely goofy junior high boys. Other species may have more tender pair bonds, produce lovelier music, and fly with more grace. But just as the world would be sadly dull and incomplete without junior high kids, it would be sadly dull and incomplete without the enthusiastic, energetic spring displays of grouse. Even though I didn't get to see as much displaying as I like, I did get to see a few of the males spreading their wings like a funny umbrella, pointing their big fluffy white tails skyward, and stomping their feet to produce a sound like a lawnmower revving up. It was enough to get my blood surging in my veins, and enough to keep me warm even as I sat still for 3 hours in the 23-degree morning chill. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.